Blog Talk Radio.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm blinded cause I think I'm getting so huge. I need a shrink, I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts come from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Jeff Van Buzzrin, cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict, cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking, nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking, I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
monster.
One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then Trump gets killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback, Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft, turn nothing into something, still can make that draw in the gold dump. I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along.
Solid pay-per-view. There were a few things that I just want to touch base on before we get on with the matches, and hopefully I can remember them from the top of my head because I didn't write them down or I'm not on the WWE website or anything like that because I'm afraid that my laptop will crash for some idiotic reason. So anyway, so here are my complaints on this pay-per-view. Well, one, and I think majority of the matches, except for the tag team titles and the Divas match, went on too long. And but overall, all the matches for Battleground, for once, were very good. people are just like, and I'm surprised the main event kind of ended too quick. Yeah, that's another like surprise too. So the match is going longer than it should compared to, of course, the finish of the John Cena Kevin Owens match. Like I said, like I don't hate both of them. I'm a fan of both. But as I posted on to another group, that it's just one of the craziest things that that you don't like the finish, which I agree on everybody who's hating on the finish. That's one thing. But hate on the person that wins the match, I don't know. It just, people just go overboard with it. It just, right. And they just need to learn that too. It's like, it ain't all about you. It's about what is best for business. Digging on with the matches. We'll be right back.
Got an angel on my shoulder, and we stop.
And we're back. I just have to pause for a few minutes just to talk about something personally with the missus. Like I said, the pay-per-view was overall was very good, shockingly, for a Battleground pay-per-view, and kind of like a go-home pay-per-view for the big pay-per-view SummerSlam, which is August 23rd, if I'm correct. Ooh. My dog here. But I will later on get on to the ratings of each a rating of the pay-per-view. The kickoff show was started with R-Truth and Team Barrett. This was a good match, and okay, and before I talk about the winner and stuff like that, I didn't do a pre-show match because majority of the matches happened, they went as I expected it, except for the Randy Orton Sheamus match and the main event. So, well, we'll get on to all of that in a bit. But, like a good match between these two as always. It was for the crown, Arjun and Team Bad News Barrett, with Team Bad News Barrett winning the match. So that's what that pre-show. Then the very first match, which I was shocked that it was the very first match. I thought it would be probably like later on semi-main event because it was the hometown hero of Randy Orton going against Sheamus. Like I said, it was one of the matches that went longer than expected. And like I said, brutal match. Back and forth on both men. Randy Orton did win the match, but that's one of the two things I didn't expect about this pay-per-view. Like, I didn't expect Randy Orton to win, but I can understand why, because he is the hometown hero. But, you know, they give hometown heroes their wins in their hometown once in a while. Not all the time, just once in a while. But this also could lead up to maybe, you know, a rematch at SummerSlam. Who knows? Maybe with a stipulation. So it's like one of those things that you just got to stay tuned, watch out, and listen. The next match, I think it was, if I skipped the match, I apologize. Let's see. I'm going to just talk about the Divas match, the triple threat match. They end up being, they only choose like one from each team, the face off, and well, lo and behold, they end up being Brie Bella versus Sasha Banks versus Charlotte, which I thought was a good choice, but I think it would have been better if they would have had Nikki Bella participate in that match or have a veteran presence in there like Alicia Fox. But it didn't go that way. It ended up being Brie Bella, but ain't nothing wrong with that. Not saying it is. It was a good choice. And it's like what everybody expected out of them when they was watching them at both Charlotte and Sasha Banks at NXT. That's what they got. And although I think the match, the time length of this match ended up being perfectly. And this is overall like a good match, one of the like best matches in the Diva division so far. But you know what? I'm going to go to their website anyway, just in case I don't miss any matches because I got a selective memory. Ain't that right?
Very, very, very selective.
Yeah, like who? What's his name? Me. I can admit that I have a selective memory. Not saying I'm proud of it, but it happens. But, anyways. All right, let's go to the. Okay, but back to the Diva match. Charlotte did end up winning the match, and like I said, it was like an amazing match, and just can't complain. Oh yeah, and the match that I did skip was Primetime Players versus the New Day. This was one of the matches that ended right on time as it should be. And like I said, it's a good match. It's kind of like the same routine they had last month at Money in the Bank. It was a good match overall. Bray Wyatt and Roman Reigns. Like this one, I was kind of right about to the ending, but I didn't predict the how it would end with Luke Harper helping Bray Wyatt. And Bray Wyatt ended up getting the win off of that. So it looks like they're refurbishing the Wyatt family, which I think they should have never kind of separated, but I guess they were seeing how good they would do on their own. And in my opinion, I think both Lou Harper and Eric Roman did have something going with like each individual, you know, with them doing their individual thing. You have Luke Harper winning the Intercontinental Championship last year, and you also have Eric Roman have great matches with the Big Show and kind of like a breakout star as he was in a Survivor Series match with him with Team Cena versus Team Authority. But wow, yeah, this is kind of the lowest of the low with like how many matches. I'm just going to talk about that before I go on. Yeah, the total of like 6 matches. That's like, and that's like the other downfall of Battleground is like, although they didn't only have 6 matches and they had to cancel one because of Ryback's injury with a stab infection. I don't know how long he's going to be out, but if we know something, I'll post it in the group. But I guess I'm just thinking that they could have added one more match if they wanted to. I just think they should have. Or one or two more matches if they wanted to. But on to the United States Championship match. Yeah, John Cena versus Kevin Owens with the United States title on the line. Once again, both these guys had a great, great match. And believe me, there was nothing to complain about with this match. It was like, there was a few things that both men had done that I had never seen before. So that said something right there. And just the people, like, I'm going to say this. I understand about the finish, so I can understand about the finish because I didn't like it either. So, but y'all know what I'm saying. Like, the finish was bad, but I'm not going to take away the overall match and all the oohs and ahs that happened. Okay, hold on. Just something I was looking for on here. Of course, John Cena did win the match. But let's see if I can find what I put on this certain group. And this certain group is known for, yeah, not only that, but they hate Roman Reigns. And, well, it's like this group is like, they like heels more than anything, which is,
but when you start planning people for
the view, it's the whole different ball game. Right. Let's see, where is it? It was something that I wrote, and I'm just trying to look for it. Which I wouldn't be surprised if they deleted it, because no, everybody's scared to comment on it. And lo and behold, it is gone. It was a saying that, no, they didn't, surprisingly. So I'm going to read you what I said. For the ones that is upset about the Cena-Owens match, relax. It's not the end of the world that Owens lost. Maybe WWE had other plans with Owens. I like Owens and I like Cena too. But some of you fans take it too far with Kevin Owens that I ended up rooting for Cena to win. It's not always about wins and losses, but I do agree that the finish could have been better. But it was all about the match with these two. Take away your hate of Cena for once and look at the match. And it's not the end of the world. Owens will have his time, but on WWE's terms, not yours. And that's how they do business. And that's how their business end up being successful.
To create
himself. Mm-hmm. Because, like, that win would not have helped him.
No.
So he needed, like, a little bit of a step back. At least win one of the, maybe if we had a chance, go for the, oh, okay. Maybe just go, just have him go for the IC title or something. Or just have them go against a few more competitors to push them off there. It's just like the same thing that some of the fans did with, like, Daniel Bryan. I am a fan of Daniel Bryan, too, so I'm not taking away from that. But it's just like everybody, like some fans, expect that, okay, he should be champion. He should be champion. He should be champion. There are reasons why some people ain't champion. And half of the time is because of the fans that complain, that thinking that they should. It should be on their terms. It should be on WWE's terms, which, you know, people don't get. Okay, now on to the main event, which the main event kind of, you know, ended pretty quick. And it was kind of quick, but I liked it that they had Seth Rollins, you know, kind of come back and, you know, trying to get some offense going. So I'm glad that he did that. They did that with him. And, of course, Brock was doing as usual, so nothing to complain about right there as well. So seems like Brock Lesnar was about to do the F5, then it went dark. Boom. Then Undertaker comes out. But I know about the rumors that he was supposed to be coming, but I didn't pay attention to the rumors. Like, I'm starting, like, I don't care if they post it in the group, but it's just like, only thing I'm going to say, I believe it when I see it. Because you can't always believe what Dershi said. And somebody, I think it was Chris or Jason, had said that, but they did have a point with the fans ruin wrestling by them always looking in dirt sheets. And I know they can't get rid of dirt sheets, but just one of those things, I guess it just kind of calmed down. But hey, I guess I was kind of part of that too. And I just, like, realized a while back that, you know, maybe it's time to be surprised again, not like jumping to conclusions.
This is my opinion, anyway. Take it or leave it. What people have issues with at pay-per-views right now is the fact that there are so many rumors and everything out there.
Mm-hmm.
You literally every day, oh, such and such is going to happen. Such is going to happen. This person's coming back, and that person's coming back. Look at when Rhino was supposed to come back.
Right, but it ended up being, you know, in NXT.
Yeah. Look at when, I'm trying to think of another one. Sting.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things were predicted like 5 pay-per-views before the pay-per-view where they even showed up.
Right.
And so this is where people get annoyed with Dirt Sheet, with the various websites and stuff that supposedly say that this person's coming back, that person's coming back. You know what I mean?
Right.
People really have had enough of it. And as you say, we've got to the point where it's like,
coming back.
No, really, really. Yeah. I keep saying that. And that's how everybody is.
Like I said, I hear something, I tell a few people, because one thing I tell them is, like, don't believe it till you see it.
Well, I mean, that's the whole point. If there's normally an element of truth in the rumor.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, with a couple of times, it's been, oh, this person,
The winds need to change. Yeah, I agree, and I think it's true that all the dirt sheets, they can say, if it was their opinion on, okay, this is my opinion, this is why I think should come, or they just make a guess out of it, that's fine. But it's like...
And the other thing is you put, instead of saying, oh, it's guaranteed that the person's going to be back tonight.
Right.
No, you change it and you say it's predicted that he's going to make an appearance tonight.
Right.
Rumors have said he is going to be around tonight. Don't say, oh, it's definitely going to be there.
Right.
Can't say it's from predicted. Well, rumors have it that he's going to be there. Somebody saw him in the area, checking into the hire, or checking into the Hillman or something, you know?
Right. If something like that would have been going on, then that would be understandable. But overall, Undertaker hit Brock Lesnar with the chokeslam, then tombstoned him twice. Although the fans called one more time for it, it didn't happen and just ended it like. The match ended up being a no contest, but that's how the matches is going to end anyway. So. When, situation like that, it wasn't even no referee in the ring or anything like that. It's going to be that situation that is going to be a no contest. So, overall with the pay-per-view, if it wasn't for some of the matches went too long and the end in the Cena and Owens match, I'd give it an 8. That's what I would give it for the overall pay-per-view for it. We're going to talk about more of this tomorrow night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 p.m. Central. And we're going to talk about more about the wrestling. I'm going to talk about Paragon Pro Wrestling, which I caught up with the last 2 weeks of it. And we're also going to talk about probably a special announcement. But also, check out our website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.org. I nearly said .com, but I caught myself. Also, look at our groups on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and all the great stuff. And also, when you check out on the website, you can see upcoming shows and things like that. So, get a chance to check that out. From Hazel, this is Artrell. You have a good night, and hopefully you listen to the show tomorrow. Live on WFSO Aftermath. Good night, everybody.